Okay, so it took 48 years, I guess, for a president to honor the message that you sent. Do you feel like that was too long? Or did you ever at any point in time feel like, you know, we still haven't come around on this?
Well, it took 48 years for them to acknowledge John Collins and Tommy Smith. Look how long it took for them to acknowledge the 1936 black athletes that represented the United States. You know, the 36 team went to the Olympic Games. It's just that the black athletes upon that team was not allowed to go. So, you know, we still have some problems, some adjustments that we need to make. I thank Mr. Obama. I thank him. Appreciate him, and I respect him for his courage to break the tide, so to speak, and invite us to the White House. You know, rather than say it took too long, I always like to use the phrase better late than never.
So yours was a silent protest, and it has reminded a lot of people of, well, I guess Colin Kaepernick's protest, which is also silent, has reminded a lot of people of what you did nearly half a century ago. What is the purpose of a silent protest on the part of an athlete? And I ask that knowing that a lot of people have criticized Colin Kaepernick, saying, you know, you're an athlete, you need to stick to your sport.
Well, that's a stupid statement. That's a stupid statement. It's the same stupid-ass statement that they made 48 years ago. How do you tell an individual that you are suspended from society because you're an athlete, that you shouldn't have any concerns about the well-being of those individuals that you grew up with in your community, those individuals that don't have decent housing, those individuals that get killed in the street, those individuals that can't go to universities or colleges, those individuals that can't get a decent job, health care. How can they tell him he's an athlete and he has no business dealing with issues confronting society? That's like telling a minister he's not supposed to go to church on a Sunday.
What kind of advice would you give him on withstanding that? This is something, the kind of criticism that you've had to hold your head up through. What advice would you give him?
Only advice I would give him is tell him to stand fast to what he believes in, and he has a clear understanding as to what he did and why he did it or why he's continuing to do it. I think that he's set a precedent amongst many athletes. I start to stand and realize that I can assert my manhood. I can assert my womanhood for justice and equality. You know, when you sit back and you think about individuals dying just merely because someone has the power to kill them and get away with it, there's no need or no given right for anyone to be silent about that treatment. You know, it's ridiculous. I'm sure the white society, if they saw the number of, you know, white individuals lose their lives, like those black people that we saw in the last 3-4 years die, blatantly taking their lives, I'm sure this nation would be in an uproar from the white society here in the United States. So why are they so upset because a black man choose to say, I'm disenchanted about we losing so many black kids or black adults or black period by the hands of law enforcement? Now, he never stated that all law enforcement is bad. What he stated is that law enforcement has some cracks in its armor. Law enforcement has some broken members in the Blue Shield, and they need to go and weed them out. All he's doing is telling them, say, hey, man, you got a cut on your leg. You need to get it fixed. You need to get a Band-Aid. You need to try and stop the bleeding.
So what have you heard from ensuing generations? I have to assume that other athletes, other African-Americans, other Americans, period, have come and talked about the impact that your message had on them. What do you hear from people?
Everyone is give more respect and admiration for what Dr. Smith, Peter Norman, and I did. I think they realized the consequences of what we did. I think that they got a lot of inner strength out of it. I think it took a long time for them to really digest and hold on to it in terms of having pride for yourself and having a right to step up when you feel that you're being misused or abused.
Is that what you Do you have any thoughts about how you might have changed that moment? Any thoughts about what you were thinking at the time and how your thinking may have evolved since then?
My whole process was to apply some shock treatment. You know, my whole process was to apply shock treatment to society, to wake them up, black and white, and whomever we came in between, to make them realize that these social issues that we have is destroying this nation, is destroying this world. And you have the right to step up and say, I'm tired of it. Something needs to be done. That was a cry that we did on that victory stand.
So, you know, you guys are among a certain group of athletes who have taken activist stands. Muhammad Ali, of course, a number of other athletes. And I wonder if you think the Obama administration was supporting the idea of the athlete activist by choosing to honor you now at this very moment where we're having this national discussion about Colin Kaepernick.
No, I think that Mr. Obama decided that he was on his way out of office. I mean, he acknowledged us in the past at the ESPYs. You know, Mr. Kaepernick wasn't about at that time.
Yeah.
I think the fact is that Mr. Obama is leaving office, and he wanted to make a statement with the Olympic Committee relative to our involvement in the Olympics and a message to society.
So do athletes, because of their position, successful athletes, because of their position as, in some cases, celebrities, do they have an obligation to speak up on social matters?
You know, they have obligation when they can wait until their mama get hit across the head or get killed because they came to the wrong house. You darn tootin' they have obligation. You know, and for individuals such as Shaq and Jerry Rice changed his mind. But I see all the naysayers out there. And the question is, down the line, how are they going to come out in history? Which side of the road are they going to be classified on that day when it's determined that those individuals that fought for justice and equality and respect, they will understand what it's all about. They will get pinched in life to realize that, hey, you know, I made a statement against this young individual, and I didn't think it clearly through. All I thought about was dollars. See, and most individuals that make those statements, they make those statements because they're wrapped up with dollars, and they think it's all about dollars. Once again, as I stated, once they get to the point where they realize that Shaq's mother doesn't have her name on his head. His kids don't have his name tattooed on his forehead for the police or anyone to see that Shaq's son. All they're going to see is black skin. Then these guys are going to be able to understand. Let me give you, for instance, what I'm talking about. Here we have a guy named Deion Sanders. Great person, great athlete. I believe he's a minister.
Yeah, former Dallas Cowboy. Yeah,
right. Made a tremendous amount of money. Gives his son a platinum credit card. Here, son, go do your thing. Son goes to a major department store to go in, and he saw a couple of belts that he liked. The belts was extremely expensive. He tells the woman, I want two of these belts, and he gives her his card. His name is on it. He hasn't broken any law. Because he's a black individual with a platinum credit card, she pushes the button. Next thing, the police come to cart this kid off like he's some sort of criminal. You know, look at the great Oprah Winfrey. You know, go to England and walk around the department store, and they follow her around the department store, and then she goes and see a purse that she likes, and she says, I'd like to see that purse up there. And the woman tells her, I'm not going to take that purse down because you as a black woman, you can't afford it. So based on the color of your skin, you know, these are things that are still prevalent today that we have to wipe out. You know, it's a difference if you, I don't know your ethnic background, but if you was a white woman and you walk down the street and you say, oh, I'm looking for a house, and you see the sign down the street, you know, says vacancy. Well, you can come on. They look at your complexion. They say, come on. But if I'm the same person walking down the street looking for that same house, they see what color I am. By the time I got there, the vacancy sign then went from vacant to occupied.
And the incident with Oprah Winfrey and the purse happened in Switzerland. But there are people saying, for example, Serena Williams has come out to protest publicly against police brutality and says she will become more active in the future. And yet some people have said that she needs to be careful because she'll lose endorsements. This will hurt her career if she becomes more than an athlete and becomes an activist.
And let me just say this, and I want to be very clear about this. It's not about the money. That's what Mr. Kaepernick is saying right now. You know, when I made my statement 28, 48 years ago, I had $13 in my bank account. This young man had $13 million in his account. He's showing the rest of the athletes, this is not about how much money you have or how much money you don't have. You know, Serena, I'm sure she will survive if they took the endorsements away from her. I'm sure Mr. Kaepernick will survive if they took the endorsements away from her. If they feel that, you know, that they're going to move her away from endorsements because she chose to stand up for what's right in society, I don't need those products anyway, if that's the attitude those individuals have. Because it makes me think maybe behind closed doors, those sponsors might have a different view about how society should be run.
That is former Olympic athlete John Carlos, who won the bronze medal in the 1968 Olympics, now living in Georgia, honored last week at the White House. Such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, and have a good day.
You too.